All right, Agut Avach, we're Reis HaMag Dalet, Siv Dalet. We started last week. Just to go over a drop of the Shitas, I know it was a bit maybe confusing, but let's just go over the drop of the Shitas, and then we'll go over more in Yonim. There's a lot here, there's a lot of raid here. But let's just, you know what, let's start over the Siv, we'll go through quickly, let's just get back into it. Yared Lahatzel. A guy went down Lahatzel. He was trying to help me out, Veloyitzel, but he was not Matzliach. He couldn't save my Chamar. Ein lo el eschare eroyloi. He will be entitled to schar for his time, but he will not be entitled for reimbursement for his own Chamar that he lost. Haga, Vedavka, Shehisnim, Abaylim, provided he made it tonight with the Baylim. Until Chathchila, we made it tonight. I'm going to reimburse him for his Chamar that he's losing. He gave up his Chamar to save my Chamar. And he was not successful in saving my chamar. Had he been successful, I would have taka reimbursed him, like in Siv Gimel. But because he was not successful, I won't reimburse him for his chamar, but I'll still have to pay him for his car, for his tircha. But if we didn't make it tonight with the Bailim, the Yard Lahatzel, he went down to try to save it, Veloyitzel, he was not successful, then afilu schare ein loy, then he won't even get schar, the haloy loy. But if he came by himself, he volunteered. So even if he would have been successful, he would have only gotten a regular schar for his tircha, but he wouldn't have been reimbursed for his chamar, because he never made a deal with me. So then if he's not successful, he gets lowered a notch, and he gets nothing. That is the mechaber with the Rama. And we discuss what's going on here. How does the lumdus work? If I make it tonight, you don't get what I made it tonight, but chach, you'll get something schar. And if I don't make it tonight, then you'll get nothing. So he said that basically there are three shitas here. The first sheet is the shitas asma, which calls it nechayz darga, we lower a notch. You can't get what we made up. You can't get your full what you deserve because you were not successful. So if, had you been successful, you would have gotten everything. You would have gotten reimbursement too. No, we got to lower you a dargi, and I can get reimbursement, but you'll get your schar for your tircha. But had you been successful, you still wouldn't have gotten reimbursement because we didn't make it tonight. So even then, the best you would have gotten is your regular schar for your tircha. So if you're not successful, we got to lower you again a notch and say you get nothing. That's a sma, which we don't really understand, but that's what the sma says. Comes along a pshat from the Maran Padova and its others, Zera Emes, the Nesivis, let's call it the Maran Padova's pshat. He holds that if I'm masna with you, I'm already megaladas, then I'm willing to hire somebody to save my chamar. I'm willing to spend that money. So therefore, if you are successful, you'll get everything, whatever I'm asking with you, reimbursement. But if you're not successful, chach, I'll have to give you a regular schar for tircha, because that's what you were mahana me. Because had you not accepted the deal, what would I have done? Hired somebody else. And that guy also wouldn't have been successful, and I would have had to lay out that money. So therefore, since you were mahana me the money of hiring a guy that I didn't hire somebody else in your place, so even if you're not successful, you are mahaning me that amount of money that I would have hired somebody else. So that's where you got chach schar. But if I never was masking with you at all, so then even if you would be successful, well, you would get schar, mask him. But Dr. Maran Padova, if you're not successful, you would get zilch, because you weren't mahaning me anything. I wouldn't have hired anyone. You don't have the gili das. You don't see that I was holding by hiring someone else. So you don't see that you saved me the money, I could have hired somebody else. That's what Maran Padova means. It's all gebait in the fact I would have hired somebody else. So we need that. If you know, for example, I wouldn't have hired someone else, or there was no one else to be hired, then Taki would get nothing. That's what Maran Padova. Comes along a third shot, which is the Machna Ephraim and the Nesivis early on. Shin Lamed Hei. The Machna Ephraim's shot is that the reason why you're entitled to schar when you're not successful is because since I hired you, you're working Alpi, you're working because I hired you. So whatever you do, I'm going to have to be responsible to pay you. Even if an oinus happens, I'm going to still have to pay you. That means, even though in Hilchos Chayos Poelim we learned that if a guy hires a poel and all of a sudden an oinus happens in midday that he can't continue his job, the balabais is potter, that only means he's potter from the time of the oinus and onward. The second half of the day, he doesn't have to pay the guy. But whatever the guy worked for him on the first half of the day, Avadi has to pay him. So Dr. Nesiv is, just like you have a klal, a mighty mum in Alpi, if I lay out money on your say-so, you're responsible to reimburse me on what I lay out, so too, as mighty tirchasi Alpi, picha. You told me to work for you, so I work for you. So my tircha that I was working for you, till the oinus happened, Avadi going to have to pay me. It's because you're regular my pile. I was hired to save your chamor. Havad, you gave me a beautiful reimbursement of my chamor should I be successful, and I wasn't, so that I won't get. But at least whatever I was working to try while I was swimming, I was trying to get this chamor to shore, whatever I was trying, that techa I was doing because of you. So I was meitzi my techa al picha, Havad, you're going to have to pay me chach that, al tzchiris poilim. But if you never hired me, if you never were masna with me, I did it voluntarily on my own, so then I wasn't working for you. So I wasn't working for you. I don't get any reimbursement. I was mahani, I wasn't mahani you because I was not successful. So I can't get al ziyarit, I wasn't mahani you. And I can't get al pail because I wasn't your pail. You never hired me. You never told me to do it. So meilo, you get nothing. So the makafran, the reason why you're going to get chot schar when you were hired is because that's it. That's nukula. Because the maisa in the tnai that we made licked a fundamental hiring. I hired you to work for me, so if I have to pay for what you did till the oinus happened. That's the makaram. So there's basically three shitas here. The sma, which is nechayz daga, the maram padava, I pay you skar for the money I saved that I didn't pay someone else, and makaram, I have to pay you skar because you were working for me. That's the maisa you did. That's the good. Right, correct. Because you're yoyer and you were not successful. If you're not successful, you don't get it. So you say, ala shvach. Let's see a second. There was no shvach, so you get nothing. That's very good. So those are the three shitas. So let me throw out just a shaila to the olam, and let's see how you would take the shaila. What happens if I hired you, but I didn't tell you what price? It means my chamor is drowning, and I'm frantic, and I see you. I said, do me a favor, Yankel, save my chamor, save my chamor. Now, I didn't tell you what I'm going to pay you. I didn't tell you I'm going to reimburse you for your chamor. You just jumped in trying to save my chamor. You lost your chamor, and granted, you were not successful on my chamor either. Both chamors end up going.
I said, do me a favor.
Right. No. Oh, do me a favor? You mean I just said it like that? Okay. Yankel, I'll hire you. Fine. You're right. So maybe that was a bad marshal. I said, Yankel, I'm hiring you. Please save my chamor. And I don't make up a price. I hear your horror, but I'm going to take this case. Yankel, please save my chamor. I'll pay you for saving my chamor. So I just said I'm going to pay you, but I didn't say what I'm going to pay you.
What you do by regular pay?
So if you would be successful, what would you get? You only get regular pay. You wouldn't get a reimbursement of your chamor. You never told me that your chamor is on the line and I should reimburse you. Your regular payal. So I give you the regular going rate of payalim. That would be if you would be successful. And now if you're not successful, what would you get? So the chaytra come out that loitasma, that you're nechayz darga. Here, if you are successful, all you're going to get is regular schar. So if you're not successful, you're going to get nothing. Right? That's what should come. Not pobato, you were working, forget, you were not a matzliach de kapoyot. You worked fully, but you weren't matzliach. So lechayra, loitasma, you should get nothing. Lechayra. But if you learn like the other pshatim, avad you're going to get paid. The makrafayim mufurish, makrafayim discusses this shaila. Makrafayim says, avad you're going to get paid. And makrafayim doesn't explain the reason, but l'chari it's l'shitase. Makrafayim's svara before was because you're working al pi. So here too, avad you're working al pi. L'maisa, I hired you. I told you I'll pay you. So even if you're not successful, till you were not successful, till the oinis took about, till the chamar died, you were working for me. So that whole time, that all the techa that you put in till it died, Avada going to have to pay you. You were working for me. I hired you. Makafraim names off a pasha, Avada, I have to pay you. And even like the Maran Padavasar, you have it also. Maran Padavasar is that you saved me the money, I would have hired someone else here too. Had you not taken up the job, I would have hired, instead of Yanko, I would have hired someone else, Reuven, to do the job. So I would have to pay him. So Lamaisa, you saved me the money that I could have paid Reuven, or I was going to pay Reuven. So Lamaisa, Avad, you should get paid. So that I'm just showing you another nafkemina l'chayra between the pshatim, that like the smaz pshat, l'chayra should not be entitled, and Mashenki like the machne Ephraim, and the Maran Padova, you should get paid. And this is Machne Ephraim, Hilchos Chiyuv Simon Chof Gimel. He says it that if I say, Hatzel L'Shali, even if you're not matzliach, Avad, I have to give you schar
techa. But how is your case different than hisni imoy?
Hisni imoy is where I masna lehedya to reimburse you for your chamor. So then, that's the higher amount. So if you're not matzliach, we lower you a notch.
Yeah, but the moment you said that's a written assumption. And I'll say this fellow's chamor. Because otherwise, I wouldn't risk my chamor.
That's true, you wouldn't.
Good. It wasn't a
You mean if you want to say that the reason why the Achroinim didn't hold the Macharayim Ephraim beforehand is because I was only masking the higher amount,
yes.
And so therefore they hold that we don't see in there a Yeshua Chamasayimon as a high duty for just Chartechim Hashenkin. Here where I said Lahed, your regular pay, then they'll be, I'm asking. So if you're talking, it could be that the Sma over here would be Moida. I'm asking, I hear the Cheshman. If that's the reason why the Sma didn't say it over there, I'm asking. But the Macharayim fears Ois. Right. Well, the hisna over here, you have to know what hisna is. Hisna pashtis means the hisna, the high amount of remuneration, reimbursement of your chamor. Right? That's the hisna we're referring to, the hisna of Siv Gimel. So the Machaben Ramah somehow conveniently left out this middle darga. They went from one extreme of hisna, the higher amount, to not hisna at all. And I want to know what's this middle case of hisna, but not, we didn't discuss the higher amount. I don't know, so I make a dig the other way around. So C is Lafuke, A is Lafuke, B. I don't know which way you want to make the dig. Right? This is a middle case. But I hear you swear that that's the reason, then there would be more maskim. But very good. But the Machan Ephraim fears it's like this. Machan Ephraim says, very geschmack, he says, if you say Aloshin, Hatzel es Shali, the Etein Lachos Charcha, save my thing and I'll pay you your schar. That's the Loshin he used. Zogdeh, he's masubik, that maybe if you're not matzliak, you'll get nothing. Why? Because it's ki'ilu yesh b'chal heina to shmeilat. I told you, save my thing and I'll pay you your schar. If I say, if you don't save my thing, I won't even pay you a schar. So, Nambuk, the guy, when he risked his, well, he lost his chamer anyway, but he risked his time, wasted his time, if he's not mistaken, he gets nothing. He won't even get for his time. But he says that you can make that dig, that's how he ends off, that it could be b'chai gavna, b'laib the giladas, you'll get nothing. All right, interesting. No, if I said, well, you should have, no, you should, that was the term of the deal, and adai tadach, you went into the river. You should have told me, no, I'm not masking, you want to get paid for your time no matter what. Oh, okay. That, I don't know if you have it right. If this is understanding of how the Gedalim tightens up those words, that's how the Torah tightens up those words. It's good. It's true, but the Maaseh, if those are what the words mean, if the Macharayim says that that's the Dik to make, so that was what the words mean, so then you're bound by it.
You know what's named Rasa Basle? Rasa Basle.
Good.
The assumption that if you hire someone else, he also will not be successful. But you can say that Rasa Basle.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't sound like he was a peshe. It was a nine. It's a chamor. It was too difficult to be saved, whatever. Avad, if the guy batched up, if it was his fault, and Avad, I don't blame him, he batched up. But don't matter. He tried his best. He did the normal thing. And you know, the tide brought the chamor out. What would you say in this case? Is a Rama who has the following case. Over here we're talking about Yorad Lahatz of Aloy Hitzel. Right? He was not successful. The Rama wants to know, what happens if the guy went in, saved the chamor, brought him back to the shore, and before the owner got to repossess the chamor, the animal either ran away or died. So he saved the chamor, but he brought him back, right? But Lamai says the Bailam got nothing out of it. At the end of the day, the Bailam lost the chamor. What is the halakha?
When is his job
done? Oh. So you tell me, when's the job done? Oh, the chay when he saves it. Zok Rama, mamish is vod. Zok Rama, that when I use you to save it, saving means they get out of danger. The danger is in the river. So when is it out of the danger? When is your job done? When you bring it out of it, when you bring it to the shore? What happens if they're there? It's not your fault. So that's it. I should take it. I should get it. I mean, you, his Ovid, Shlich, Shluchusa. He did his job. Mamish, that was the vod. He did his full job. Mamel, he's not going to have a chasarn out of that. It means he deserved to be paid. Whatever he made up with you, if he made up full reimbursement of his chamar, he'll get full reimbursement of his car. That's what he made up with you. That's what, again, he did his job. His job is over. There's another case of the bear Eshek, I don't know how you pronounce it, but in Simon Pei Hei, he has a case that the guy went, saved the chamor, brought him back to shore, and they noticed that Nebuk the chamor was limping, had a broken, I don't know, I guess through the river, got hurt. So he was limping, had a broken leg or whatever it was. And the Bailam wanted taina. I don't want a broken chamor. For that, I didn't want to say for a broken chamor. I wanted a chamor. And the Bereshek says, no, Avada, you're going to have to pay, because Amaisa, you did the job, you saved it, that's what the job was, and you brought it back, so Mameli deserved to be paid. Okay, very good. Okay, so everyone thinks it's Pashit. I don't understand the tshuva. I'll be honest with you. I have a problem with it. It's because, let me take the next case. What happens if the guy went to save the chamar, and while he's saving the chamar, he's swimming back with the chamar back to shore. The animal dies while he's swimming back with the chamar. He drank too much water. He was, you know, still flapping. By the time he got back, it was all over. So, does he get paid?
No.
Because he was not mistake. No, he's not his fault. He's an oinis gomer. But this is like a loyitzel. I didn't need you to save a dead chamar. That the tide would have brought up. What, even dead?
The Bible can't expect, you know what, while you drag him out, make sure that the animal doesn't...
You're right. I don't expect you to have that thing, but the mice is, if the guy brings the animal back to shore dead, I think it's pasha, I don't have to pay him, because he was a lo yitzel. That wasn't the job is to be matzel. He was a lo yitzel, the animal died, right?
That's like kindness.
Correct. Whatever. I have no problem. I mean, I don't have a tine on him, but I'm not going to pay him, because my deal to reimburse him his chamar is only if he's successful. This is considered not being successful. Dead. Right. So I don't pay him when he's an ayin.
So
here we're telling my tonight. What the kavanah? My tonight was my kavanah at the time was if he's successful, not if he's not successful. So lechayra, if he brings back the chamar with a broken leg, so you know, I call if he raised a nechamim. Would he, if he wanted to hire you and reimburse you for your chamar to bring back a broken leg? Let's say the animal's broken leg and there's no veterinarians. That's it. This animal's never going to be. Function. That's it. He cannot plow anymore. I have no use out of it. So then he was not mitzliach. He brought back He brought back a dead animal. That's what he brought back. Now, maybe I could shecht it and I can eat the meat. So that's what he fadined over a dead animal. But that wasn't the point why I wanted to save the animal. I wanted to save the animal so I could have a chamar that I could use. Right? Or chamar, God, he can't eat the meat. But whatever. I wanted a chamar, a live working chamar. Also good. He's also be pata. It's annoying. It's the maisa. I want you to save my chamar. You didn't save my chamar.
I have to go save the chamar that's there.
A dead chamar?
I said go save the chamar. I said save the chamar. I have to go ahead and save the chamar. The Bible made a mistake. The Bible thought it was a live chamar, and it wasn't. He hired a guy to save that chamar, and the Bible made a mistake. He goofed.
He didn't really ask him to hire chamar. His kavana was that it should be alive. L'machal. What happens if the guy, you know, we talked about Siv Gimel. What happens if the guy instead saved his own chamar first? By the time he got to my chamar died already. Yeah, and he saved it. He brought it back to shore dead. That's not saving it, right? That wasn't the kavana. The kavana was he should bring back a live chamar.
When the Bilam asked him, whatever happened, he died, he broke it, but it was already before the Bilam asked. Right? The chamar is in there.
Good.
The Bilam has no idea. The Bilam asked him.
Go
save my chamar.
Good.
That's what we're asking. That's what you asked me to save that chamar.
If I told you save that chamar, even if it's dead, I hear or save. I don't know. He's taka not responsible, and the baba is not responsible either. They're both not responsible. So it's an
oinus.
No, how should I know that the chamar is more dead than you are? We're both at the shore. We both see the chamar, you know, wobbling.
Because the pile's not asking the baba, can I go please save your chamar?
But I'm an oinus just like you're an oinus. Shlomi said, the Gemara says that we're both oinus and I'm going to be a potter. Means, and now you want to know mitzad my tanai. My tanai, that wasn't the kavanah of my tanai. My tanai was, you're going to bring back a loy chamar, not a dead chamar. Right, he'll have to say, do you mean to say? And you know what the Bible would say then? The Bible would say, no, jump in the river. Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, but why am I willing to pay for him to give up his chamar? Because he can bring out a dead chamar is not worth much.
That's what's bothering everyone. The same thing's bothering him is you hire the guy to pay him to give up his chamar.
Correct.
Then he's going to go save your chamar, whatever happens.
But why would I want to pay him $100 to save his chamar if my dead chamar is worth $10?
Because yours is worth $200.
When it's alive. When it's dead, it's worth it. It came out worth it.
I
hear. So then I should say that. So it means you hold that even if he brings back a dead chamar, he deserves to be paid. Okay, fine.
The minute he goes out, the only other case is he didn't do the water. He didn't do the thing.
Okay, fine. So I'm going to show you. Hopefully later tonight. Remind me. I'm going to show you that that can't be. I'll show you that if you bring back a dead chamar, that's not gonna happen. I'm going to show you that because that wasn't the kavana. That wasn't kavana. Fine. Then another halakha here is another halakha, is the halakha of the Shoshanas Yankov. I think it's Pashit, but he has a whole arichas on it. It says over here that if you're not successful, you're still entitled to Schar HaRoyla. You don't get full reimbursement, you still get Schar HaRoyla. It's like the Shoshanas Yankov, who adin, you get Schar HaRoyla, even if your own chamar comes back to shul by itself alive. I mean, just like in Siv Gimel we had, that if you are successful, I'll give you a full reimbursement, even if you get back your own chamar alive by itself. Zakta Yashan, who I didn't hear, if your chamar comes back alive by itself, so what? You're not successful, but that won't be Mashana. It means you still get whatever the din is supposed to be. When you're not successful, you're supposed to get Schar Royaloi, so you still get Schar Royaloi, even though you're not successful.
But you're saying it's a question. What was his happening that it was a question?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm asking. I don't know. All right, fine. Next, let's talk about another halacha here. You know what? Let's do the next halacha. We'll get it. We'll get a little more into it. Al Shabbos Aveder, only because he lost, so then he's a letter man for Shabbos Aveder. And Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel, same thing. There it is, because I made it tonight. So Siv Dala also made it tonight. Much if you go like Makar Fraim, in the Tanai lick the regular Schir's poilim. So I hide you. So I hide you. So what? Your Chamor comes back by itself. Myself, I hide you. So you deserve to get paid. So it's not out. In this part, it's not out Shav Zed. This is out either to Maram Padavu because you're Mahana me somewhere else, or like to Makar Fraim, you're working for me over here. All right. Let's go on. Let's do the next halakha, the next few words of Ramah, and we'll come back to it. We'll go more into it. I just want to bring out a halakha. V'chein, zok de Ramah, im ala chamayri me'elav, so too, if his chamar came back by itself, that means, I hired you to save my chamar, and before you got to save my chamar came back to shul by itself, that's like, you were not matzliach, because you didn't do it. It came back by itself. The Bein Shalom did it. You didn't do it. You were not successful. My chamar came back by itself. So it will be the same halacha that just like if I wasn't masna with you and you were not successful, you get nothing. So too, if I was not masna with you and my chamar comes and you jump in and my chamar comes back by itself, you get nothing because you were not matzlik. My chamar came back by itself. That's what the Ramah says. Look in. I'll tell you over the Sman. The Sman Sivkon Yud Beis says that this halacha v'chein is going back on both cases before. Not just on the last case when I was not masna with you that you get nothing, but even if I am masna with you, I'm going to give you reimbursement of your chamar if you're matzliach and you were not matzliach. Why? Because my chamar came back by itself. I will not give you reimbursement. It's as if you were not matzliach. I'll give you schar ha'royaloi. It's the same halacha, just like when I'm masna with you and you're not successful. You get schar ha'royaloi, not full reimbursement. So too, if I'm masna with you and my chamar comes back by itself, again, you'll only get schar ha'royaloi, you will not get full reimbursement.
How can you get schar if you didn't do anything?
No, you got schar. You were swimming to the animal, you were working for a half hour trying to get to the animal. The maybe the animal swam faster than you and came back to shore before you. But it's life. You tried. It wasn't you not trying. You were trying. You did it. So Mamela, you get schar royally for the ticha that you did, but you're not gonna get full reimbursement because the ma'aseh you were not matzliach. That is the sma. That's what the Ramah is going on, and on that the sma argues. The ma'aseh says no way. Because of the sma says no way. It can't be. Avada, you look at the very last line of the Sifkot Yud Beis. V'nira Lodon, he argued, he wrote a whole tshuva, he said, and he was arachti, marach, mu marach, neged divrei Maram, Maram Padova, and he fears always, v'nira Lodon, the bezed, the ola me'el of achar atnai, v'hoyu loy pseida, you had a pseida, you gave up your chamar. And my chamar ended up being saved, just not by you, but it was being saved, it was saved at the end. V'hoyu loy pseida, that's lost, so you lost your chamar. And I saved, and my chamor was saved. So Rosh Hashanah loy kol d'mei chamori. Avad, I have to pay you for your entire chamor. That means, the Sma's looking at it. Look, I made a deal with you. Give up your chamor. You gave up your chamor. So you lost your chamor. And my chamor came back. So why shouldn't I pay you? I didn't come back ayotcha, but l'maisi came back. So Avad, I should pay you. This is like the Sma. The Shach in Sifkan Dalet holds like the Sma. He brings a mashal. Ubehisna pasak mashal after olam me'elav terk l'shalom le'scharim meshulam kol mashnisna a full reimbursement v'hu gedasa Sma. So now you have a mashal, Sma, and Shach all arguing with the Rama. Now I just want to point out that they're only arguing with half the Ramah. They're only arguing with the first case. That is, when I'm masna with you, and it came back by itself, then you get full reimbursement. But if I was not masna with you, and you did it by yourself, and at the end of the day you were not successful, my chamar came back by itself, avad, I don't have to pay at all. Why should I pay you? If I'm not masna, you only can get, I'll see the hashafet zaveda de gedin, or I'll get out yoyri de gedin. But if you were not matzliach, you didn't do it, it came by itself, avad, I'm not going to pay you. So you get nothing. They're only arguing with the Ramah on that first half. It means they tied to the Ramah that the Ramah is going on both Chalakim. And Mamela, they jumped to the Ramah. It cannot go on the first din. The first din, when I'm masking with you, Avada, I'm going to have to give you full reimbursement. The Rabbi said this is very negeya because you could have other, you know, this is a Chambar taught us really. We don't have Chambar running in rivers. But you're going to have cases in the Hashem, we'll see in the Ramah and other cases, is that sometimes you could have, let's say, pidyon shvuyim, right? And you might see mamin, and you try to get a guy out of jail. And he ends up getting out of jail by himself. So, can I ask him for reimbursement? What I would do, I would just mitzi mamin. So, he came out by himself. Is that considered he was matzliach? Is that considered that I was not matzliach? Did I do my job? Well, I didn't do my job. And let's say you were master with me to do it. You hired me to speak to the officials and to do it. And I did it. And I was mitzi mamin ha'in rab. At the end, you got out by yourself. Then what would be the halacha? This is this shaila. The shaila is when you get out by yourself, is that a key matanai? Is that if I was mekayim my tanai to get you out? I tried, and I gave up to try to get you out. We made up this deal. But Lamai says, you got out by yourself. Will I be reimbursed or not? And we're going to see. Mamish Ramah brings down such a case shortly. That's the shaila here. So I really want to back up a bit and just talk about such a shaila, a room. What would be a regular din by Schir Spoilem? You know what? Before I go there, I just want to show you. It's really a machloek as a shaila. I mean, look at the Nesivis here. The Nesivis in Sif Cotton Gimel. At the end of Sif Cotton Gimel, Mamish, the last two lines, he says, Amach, because of Asma, Sif Cotton Yud Beis, Lachlik al Harama, Omaram Padova, O Pasek, the Ba'ala Chamoiri, Me'elav, Chayiv, Lashalom, Lohevzat Chamor, and they argue with the Ramah, Ishtamitze, the Sma Fagat, Divre Ashitum, Mekabetas, Beshem HaKadmoinim, Shepasek Karav, Bagov, Chenika. It's a mefurush shita mekabetes a rishonim who go like the Ramah that you're gonna be pata. The Mela, he goes with the Ramah. So now you have at least someone who's on the side of Ramah. You have now Ramah Marampadva Nesivis against Mashal Sma and Shach. The problem with the Nesivis is the Olam says, you know, I can't say this, but Ishtamitzei of the Nesivis, you look in the shita mekabetes over there. It's true that there is one rishon in the shita who says it, the Ramach. There's such a shita, but the other Rishonim say not like that. There's a Mefursha, Rabbeinu Yonason, there's a Me'iri. They hold not like this. They hold Lahedja like this man, the Shach. They say Lahedja, they just have one kinet. They say that Avada, I have to pay you a full reimbursement, but I'll deduct the tircha that you ended up saving. That means, let's say you anticipated it's going to take you a half hour work to save my chamar. And it ended up, my chamar swam back to shore before you even got into the water. So you just saved yourself a half hour's work. Right? So they say, I'll pay you full reimbursement for the chamar that you gave up, minus the tircha of a half hour's work. Because had you spent that half hour's work, I would have given you just that reimbursement, nothing more. So since you didn't do that tircha, I got to deduct for that tircha, manaka, that tircha, that you didn't end up doing. So I'll give you full reimbursement minus a mashahu. No. Had I done that, then if you didn't do the tech, I would cut pay for the hefzit. So here too, so it'll be... you mean that's why he's not charging for the tech, because that's the mitzvah shabbat. Because once he gets reimbursed for his kamar, then he can't charge for the tikka. My says he could, in theory, maybe at that point, yet charge. It means I'm not holding, it means you're holding by giving... No, because I don't have to give up my kamar for reimbursement. I could say I still want my kamar. So I'm not, well, my cloak is achrenim. So on the tzad, let's say you come to me, you want to reimburse me my $100 for my kamar, and I say, I'd rather have my kamar. So I don't have to save you, but if I do accept it, I can say, no, I'll do it for 110, right? So I could charge you the 100 plus the tirka. And for some reason, I didn't want to charge you the tirka. So, all right, but my says that's what they say. But it's very karev to the smashach and mashal. So now you have, it's machlokes and shayim. If anything, more rishonim are on the side of the mashal, sma, and shach than there are on the Ramah's side. What do you say, sorry?
The first Ramah's going on the case of this
Or how did this man know that the Ramah's going on the first case as well? To argue, why didn't he just say that the Ramah's going only on the Lo Yisne case and then he would agree? Mask him. So granted, the Orcha Shulchan tries to do that in the Ramah, and he argues with the Sma. But the problem is that the Ramah is coming from Maram Padova. And if you look inside the true Maram Padova, he's Mufuj going on the first case as well. But even Hisna. Sorry?
He has a Rishon.
Who has a Rishon? He has a Maram Padova. What?
Yeah.
He's not a Rishon. He's a Katman. He's not a Rishon. But the Maisa is, that's why this man knew that he was going on both cases, and he came and he argued. Good. But that's the halakha. So now you have, at the end of the day, now you have a Machlekes Rishonim. Besides the Machlekes Gedolei HaPosekim, it's a fast 3 and 3, whatever, but you have a Machlekes Rishonim as well. How do you teach this? Do you teach when you came by itself? Is that a keem of the Tanai or not? That's a Machlekes Rishonim of Yeb. I want to know, let's go back and let's talk about Ulpoyalim. The case of the Gemara was, I hired to irrigate my field. You went, you started to irrigate my field. In the middle of the day, all of a sudden, there was a thunder shower. Gewaldic. Field's irrigated. You go home at 10 in the morning. You started, you worked an hour. Go home at 10 in the morning. You ask me for, you want to be paid for irrigating your field. I said, children, you only worked 1 hour. You're supposed to work 8 hours. I know, but the mice is, you hired me for irrigating the field. I irrigated your field. Me, 1 hour, plus the grandchild was my shotif. He did the other 7 hours. We were good. So you got to pay me. What is the halacha in this case, Rabbi Yisai? What's that locker? Oh, very good. So this is Machloikis Rishonim. It's Machloikis Rif and Rivid. And it's an Ayin Bamati and Ayin Zayinam and Aleph. It's Machloikis Rishonim. Where's it coming from? Let's back up a bit. If you would be in, there's a Mefurisha Gemara that if you would be in Oris, an Oris doesn't get paid by the hour. An Oris is like a shutif in the crops. And because he takes care of the whole crops in the entire season, he takes a third of the produce. Or half of the product, whatever it produces. He takes a percentage of that. That's Mefurish in the Gemara, that even if it rained by itself, Avad Aris is entitled. That's the deal. He has to make sure that it's done. He made sure it was done. He davened in the morning. That's how he made sure it was done. Some people have to sprinkle. He did it through davening. He made sure it was done. He gets paid. That's a Gemara. Shaila is, what do you do in this case, a Kablan, who's getting paid not for the hour, but he's getting paid for the job, for the Dewey. Is it considered that, look, his deal is just to get the job done? He got the job done. The Rebbe Shalom did it. Well, no. 1 second. You're not an artist. You're not a shutiv. You don't derive hana or revach memela. You have to work for the revach. You didn't work, so you don't get paid. No tiki no washi. How do you understand it?
That's a machlok.
Sorry? A poll is the next shav, and that's also a machlok, because you're showing him. That's even the next shav. But I want to take a shav of a kavlan, because that's what we are. I hired you to save my chamor as a kavlan. Right, I don't get paid. If it takes you 1 minute or an hour, you get paid the same amount. So I'm hiring you, you're a kablan. And the rest of the job happens by itself. What's the halakha? So this is Machlekes Rishonim, a riff and the rivet. The riff holds you don't get paid, only by an oris, and the rivet holds you do get paid. You do get paid because the mice is you had a kablanis and it worked, so mamela you're going to get paid.
Are you just waiting to pay nothing or the whole thing?
Well, you get paid only for the first hour, or you'll get paid for the whole thing. That's the Machlekes. Sorry? I know, so you're prorated. You did 1/8 of your job, so you will give you 1/8 of the kablonis amount. We'll prorate the dollar amount. Or no, Lomai says you did the job. You had to make sure that it's irrigated. You made sure it was irrigated, so you deserve to be paid. That's the Machlekes Rishonim.
Shouldn't you get paid because you gave up the chance of getting a different job?
I don't know, maybe it would work somewhere else. It would also rain. I don't know what he would have done. I don't know. He could have made money. Okay, that's a shikol minyas harevik. He could have made money somewhere else. Anyway, that's a lechayer minyas harevik. All right. So lechayer, now we have a machlekes rishonim. So let's just bring this out. Loi deraivid, who holds that by every kablan, when the job is completed by itself, he deserves to get paid, then for sure over here, he's going to get paid. I hired you. I'm going to pay you $100 to reimburse your chamor if you bring my chamor back. He started. The chamor came back by itself. The Rebbe Shalom sent it back. Avadi, you're going to get paid. Because the Maisa, that was a Kabbalah, this happened by itself. So let the Rebbe, Avadi, you're going to get paid. Right? Lachar, that should come out. But I just want to say that our Machlekes Rishonim is not that Machlekes Rishonim. Some Achrenim would like to say, this Machlekes is the same thing as that. It's not. And I'll prove it to you. First of all, the Meiri over there holds like the Rif that you don't get. You get regular scar and not. And not only that, like derived, you won't even deduct anything, Lechayer. You did, the mice was kablonis, you deserve to get paid for kablonis. You get paid for kablonis. So some Akhrenim want to learn that this machlek is over here is the same machlek is over there in Schir's Poyalim. And I'm telling you it can't be. Why? Because the Meiri over there holds like the Rif that you don't get paid. And the Meiri in the Shita holds over here, as we have the Meiri inside as well, holds over here that you do get paid. He holds like this, like the Sman, the Shakta Mashal, that you do get paid. So obviously this is better than over there. Oh, what's it then? We'll get to what's it in 1 second. But this is obviously better than over there. That even though over there the Shitas, the Rishonim are, and the Mapashas, the Halachas, like the Rift, that you do not get paid if it's irrigated by itself. But over here, you could say that you do get reimbursement. Otzayin. Very good. We're going to get to it. Right, very good. And I'm going to bring you another right. It's not the same Machloikis. Because the Ravid over there holds that you get full pay. I don't deduct the time that you saved, that the Baruch Hashem was working for you, not for me. Right? So you could say, look, you irrigated my field, you get full pay. But thinking over here, you see that the Rishonim, at least, Sman, Shach, don't mention it, but at least the Rishonim, you see that they deduct the Menaka, the Schar Techa, that you saved by not saving my Chamor. So if that's where you're going to get, so you see it's not the same halakha over there. If it would be the Ravid's halakha, you should get full reimbursement, mamish full, without any deduction. So you see, this is obviously a different halakha. So what's the reason? Why is this a different halakha? Why over here would be entitled, even though over there you're not? So I think the vote is like you just said, and that, let me just bring it out, is let's back up a bit. How do, Rabbi say, I hired you, and I told you I'm going to reimburse you. If you give up your chamar, I'm going to reimburse you your chamar to save my chamar. Let's say you were successful. Let's just say, go back to the building blocks here. You were successful, and I have to reimburse you. Why? Why the halakha do I reimburse you? Bushtet, why am I reimbursing you for? I made it tonight, and therefore? So it's a schiris poilim, right? I hired you. I told you I'm going to promise you this amount. So I'll pay you. So one pshat could be a schiris poilim. Oh, so what is it? What's another pshat then? So what is it out? And therefore, so what's Mekayim that tonight? Maitzi Mamon Alpiv. Oh, so you can say the Pshat is Alts Arvis, Alts Maitzi Mamon Alpiv. So Betam over here, we have two different ways to understand this halacha. Is it because it's a regular schiris? I can make up with you $100. Grada, why I made up $100 to reimburse you for your chambar? But I'm hiring you regularly for $100. So it's a regular schiris poilim to get in. Or I could say, no, it's not schiris poilim. I said, Lahedi, I'm reimbursing you for your chamar. Give up your chamar, and I'll reimburse you. So what is that? That's Maitzi Momen Alpiv, and I'm chayv, not schiris poilim. I'm chayv al tz'arvis. There's another prat. Achreini mentioned this prat. The Gedul Shmuel, the Meritzi mentioned this prat as well. It could be al tz'arvis. Oh, so if it's al tz'arvis, now it could take on a whole new look. Bishlam, if it will be a regular schiris poilim to get in, that I'm hiring you, and you were not successful, you didn't complete the day's job. So yes, then that will be the same halacha as over there. If you hold like the Rif, you don't get paid. If you hold like the Ravid, you do get paid. But if you learn over here, it's better that this halacha is out arvis, because you were Maitzi Mamon Alpi. Lemaisa, you were Maitzi Mamon Alpi. You did give up your chamar. So avada, I should have to pay out Maitzi Mamon Alpi. So who cares? My chamar came back by itself. Enochanami, I just want to be Maizav. Enochanami, that if my chamar would die and it wouldn't come up by myself and you would not be Matzliak, then I won't reimburse you. Are you a Maitzi Mamon Alpi? It's because it was clear the understanding is I'm willing to be Maitzi Mamon Alpi. I'm willing to take on an Arvis if I get my chamar back. I mean, that was the deal. Save my chamar and I'll reimburse you. It means as long as I gain from this deal, I'll be willing to reimburse you and be chayiv on the line for Arvis. So if you were not Matzliak and no one was Matzliak and the Chamar ended up dying, so I won't pay you because I died to I didn't want to be an Arif. I should lose twice. I should lose my Chamar and pay you for your Chamar. That I didn't want. But as long as I get my Chamar back, I'm happy to pay you Alts Arvis. It means Na'ika Kavana, the Ika Mechayiv here is Alts Arvis. So if that's the Ika Mechayiv, as long as you gave up your Chamar, Havad will have to reimburse you. For the job done. So the mice is you didn't do your job. No, you're going to have to actually get the job. I'm paying you for the work for your mice or your dime. Because what? No, I'm paying you for your mice or your dime. So as long as you didn't work, you don't get paid. What's the lom? This is the makhlek, is riff and rivet. Is how do you understand kablon? Is kablon is mamish like a mice or a dime digadin? Or is it like an oris digadin? That, you know, as long as the job gets done, who cares how it gets done? But magic is also good. So if you learn like the riff, no, it's mice or a dime. The mice, you didn't do the work, so I don't get pay you. But over here, there's not al tzmaisi dan. This is because you gave up money. So if you gave up money, I have to reimburse you al tzaris. That's the ikum machayiv here. So that's the machloek because we're trying them. How do we understand this deal? Is the machayiv arvis, in which case avad will have to pay you even if it comes by itself, or is the machayiv schiyas payalim? And if it's schiyas payalim, the maisi didn't work. And if we hold like the riff over there, when you don't work, you don't get paid even if it happens by itself. It's a whole different lumdis. That's lechayra what's going on over lechayra what's going on over here. Correct. Is it like there that Schir's Payalim? Or is it like Arvis and it's not like there, it's much better because over here you ended up losing something. And if you hold like the Rivet over there, that even by Schir's Payalim you get the Navada, Koshke Navada you get over here. But we pass in Pashas over there, not like the Rivet, so you won't get reimbursed. But over here, there's a sort to say you get reimbursed because it's Arvis. If you look, the Rabbein Yoinison says a Loshin. Where's the Loshin? He says, the reason why you're Mechayiv L'shalom L'dmech Moray. Over here, hoil val yodoy hifsidoy. Lamaisa, I caused you that loss. Al yodoy hifsidoy, like an average ticket then. Vizeher vikhshaloy, and lamaisa, I got back my chamar. So as long as we have these two nukudas, you gave up your thing al yodi, al pi, and lamaisa, I ended up getting my chamar back. So my mail, I'll have to pay you. And the Miri says, come out the same lotion. Sorry? Right, it's not a poltergeist, it's an average again. That's why I have to pay him. Mashenkin, if it will be a poltergeist, then it will be mamish that in. And if you hold like the riff over there, you don't get paid. So over here too, you won't get paid. That the chayre is the machloikis harishayim and the chayre machloikis apayim. There's a chuvis Ber Yitzchak, who Ber Yitzchak has a different pshat over here. He wants that even if it's schiris poilim, says, tell him machloikis shayim in schiris poilim for a different cheshen. If you lose something, then by schiris poilim it could be better. It's not for now. But lemaisi is either way, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, no matter how we touch it up, we have Rishonim on one side, Rishonim on the other side, Gedei Lepeiskam on one side, Gedei Lepeiskam on the other. We have a major makloikas here. Therefore, Lahalacha, the Chuvas Chavatelis Hashoran in Cheshem Mishvah Chav Dalid says, Hamaitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. Whoever's Muxik is going to win. There's the Chuvas Amude Eish as well. The Amude Eish also says that if the Seicher, if the guy who jumped in, the Matzil, was Typhus, the money, and then of reimbursement, then he's allowed to keep it. Because he could say, Kimli, I want to go like Rabbeinu Yonason and the Meiri and like these Gedolei Achrayinim. The Ulam HaMishpat's Mashmah like that as well. And if the Balabais is holding the money, which is normally the case, then the Matzah is going to end up losing out. Because the Balabais could say, Kimli, like the Ramah and Maran Padova and the Sivis who hold it. You don't get full reimbursement.
The Matzah grabs the Chamor,
if the Matzah holds on to the Chamor, you mean? I'm letting hold on to the Chamor, but Tari said, so he'll hold the chamar as a tfisa. Wait, was that which chamar? The chamar died.
No,
he was loyal, though.
I'm saying he
said, but it didn't work. It was a dead chamar. It didn't work.
No, the chamar that came on its own.
Oh, that's what you mean. If the chamar came on its own and he capped the chamar before the Bailam did, yeah, then I'm asking to you. Then I hear, then he'll be the muksik. Lachari, he'll win in B'chai Gavna. I'm asking. Okay.
Are you allowed to do that?
You're being maksik.
Is he allowed to be
Masik? So, he holds the Kimli, he's allowed to.
He has it already.
Okay, so that we discussed. We had once a Ksais in Hilkus, if you're allowed to be toughest. Pashas, you're allowed to be toughest. He wants to know who's going to do the Shumah. You're allowed to make a Tfisa out of Bezin. Okay, if it's not Machmas, this is not Machmas Halvah, it's Machmas Schiris, it might not be a problem. It's not the base. Let's say yes, he's allowed to be toughest the Chamar, and that will be an Eitzah here. I just want to bring up Agav. The Olam before didn't agree with me and held that even if he brings back a dead chamar, that's considered a kim or a tnai, right? So I want to know, well, if you hold that if a chamar comes back by itself, it's also a kim of the tnai, and you hold the dead chamar as a kim of tnai, do you also hold if the chamar died and came back by itself, is a kim of tnai? Because that's what the case before. The case before when it said that you were not exiled and the chamar died, means the chamar died and was thrown back onto shore dead. So, like you guys, if you hold that bringing back a dead chamar is also kima tonight, then even if it comes back by itself, it's a kima tonight. I just want my chamar back, live, dead or alive. Came back dead, okay, so you makayim your tonight. No, but if you hold like the Rabbeinu Yonason and the Meiri, that even if it comes back by itself, it's a kima tonight, and have to pay it because the arvis, whatever it is. So, if it comes back dead, it's also kima tonight. That's for sure not, because that's what the case before was. Dead means, how do you know it died? Maybe it swam to a different country. Because it came back, that died and was thrown up onto the shore. How do I know? Maybe it was just doing swimming underground and not. Okay, fine. All right. Okay, fair enough. I think Pasha's that's the case. All right. One more halacha, Rabbi Say. If you go back in the middle of the Sma, the Sma is a case, interesante case. What we're talking about till now was a case where the Bailim were there, and either you were Masna with the Bailim or you were not Masna with the Bailim. And that's what it says. If you master the violin, you're not matzlich, you'll get scar. And if you were not master with the violin, you're not matzlich, then you'll get nothing. So, he says, halacha, what would be in this case? Where the violin weren't there, but chlal. And you went and you tried to save. And you gave up your own chamar, trying to save my chamar. And you were not matzlich, mahadin. So if you look at the sma, where he has that hand, that's usually telling you there's a chiddush din coming up. Here comes the chiddush din. Look at this man. Miu nira the gam bedinim ha'elu the yarad lahatzel v'loy hitzel oisha ala me'elov im lo hayu ha'bailim sham. If the bailim were not there, af the loy hisna, even though you did not make a t'nai, ki ilu hisna imayim dami. It's as if you made a t'nai with them. V'tzarach litin demes chirusai. You have to give chach to meis chirsa k'moy lish achel lepokas. You have to chach to meis chirsa you give to someone else. A regular for your tircha. Just like if I would make a t'nai with you and you would not be successful. You won't get full reimbursement, but you'll get chach schar haroi loy. So too, if I was not there and you did it, even though you were not successful, you chach get schar haroi loy. That's what the sma holds. That's because he didn't make a t'nai and the guy was there. But if the guy is not there to make a t'nai with, the sma holds it as if it's kilu hisni maim domi. That means, where is he coming from? He's coming from the previous sif. Previous sif, we had halacha that when you are masnah with the bailim for reimbursement and you are successful, you get it. And if you're not masnah with the bailim and they're not there to be masnah, and you're matzliach, you'll also get full reimbursement, because that's a takonis chachamim, that we want everyone to save other people's avedis. So they made a special takonis chachamim. When the bailim aren't there, Chazal step in, and now masna on behalf of the bailim, kilu, there was a tonight, you better save, and we'll reimburse you for all your terech and all your atzais, whatever you need. It means if you need terech, we'll give you terech. If you need atzais, we'll give you. We're masna with you, that you shouldn't come out losing at a deal to encourage you to save avedis. So Zakta Sma, if that's the halach and Siv Gimel when you are matzliach, who are din and Siv Dalad when you're not matzliach, we have the same halach as kilo hisna imoim dami. And Mamel, if you're not matzliach, you won't get full reimbursement, but you'll get chach yischar aroyalai, just like as if you were masna, you'll get chach yischar aroyalai. That is the Sma Shita. Now if you think about it, the Sma Shita is marafs and igra. What's going on? Pishloime that smal lishitasoi, that smal holds this magical formula, nachas darga. So then I hear the smal schedule very nicely. If you would have been successful, you would have gotten full reimbursement, because that's the t'nai Chazal made with me, with you, or whatever. Chazal made the t'nai with the matzah, gets full reimbursement. So if you're not successful, you lower a notch, you chaj get schara royaloi. Good, then I could hear where the smal is coming from. What this means, I don't know, but we have to work with the Sma's lumdis. But if you learn like everyone else, this doesn't make any sense. Let's learn like the Maran Padova. The reason why you always get schar roiloi, are you not successful, why am I giving you schar? It's because you have magala das, that if not for you, I would hide someone else. So you saved me the money, I would have paid someone else. Here, I wouldn't have hired someone else. I wasn't there. I couldn't have hired someone else.
I thought you said
Bezin steps in. Bezin steps in that they make it tonight with the Matzilim. Bezin wasn't there either. Bezin means Chazal made this Takonis chachamim that anyone could try to save and get reimbursed, right? But only they only made the takon if you're matzliach. If you're not matzliach, they're not giving you money. They're not going to make a takon to hurt the bialim. They only made a takon if you're matzliach, then you get full reimbursement, right? So if you were not matzliach, you're not going to get full reimbursement. But I want to get schar royaloi. Why should you get schar royaloi? If the whole reason why you get schar royaloi is always out some ram padava because you saved me the money, I would have hired someone else. Here, I wouldn't have hired someone else. There was no one else to hire over here. So if I did not going to get schar royaloi. And let's say you learn like the Makar Frame shot. The reason why you get schar royaloi is why? Is because you're working in LP. Chach, yesh b'chal m'sayim b'anu, then when I'm massive with you to phone me, of course, I want you to work and try to save. So whatever you be mitzi, tircha o pi, I'd have to pay you. I mean, for that much that you did, you're my poyel. That's very nice. That's if I made it tonight. But if I didn't make it tonight with you, you're not my poyel. So why am I giving you any money for? So avada shouldn't even give me schar roili. Avada shouldn't give you anything. I mean, this smaz halacha that he holds, mi unira, with that, you know, it's a chiddush din, that's good, l'smal l'shitase, it's very nice. But l'didan, it can't be. This can't work. It can't happen. So l'chayra, we can't go like this. So now, Grad, if you'll look at the Taz over here, the Taz says, in the second line on the next page, he says, V'loy yeradati l'soif das asma sifkotin yud aleph. I don't understand the smaz kavono das his shita and sifkotin yud aleph. The hishve bezeh lohisna kehisna. He equated the two halachas as lohisna as the same halacha as hisna. Now, even though the Taz says sifkotin yud aleph, and we're in the smaz sifkotin yud beis, I believe it's a toisoif in the Taz, and he really means sifkotin yud beis. He means this line of the smaz that he's mashve hisna with loy hisna, and on that he's saying, well, you have to save that. I don't see where he's coming from. It doesn't make any sense. What's, because first of all, in Sifkat Yin Aleph, he wasn't really mashva, so he can't, there's nothing really for him to argue in Sifkat Yin Aleph. And second of all, the shtickle of Arai is that later on in the Taz, he quotes Sifkat Yud Gimel, and he really means Sifkat Yud Beis. So when he says Sifkat, sorry, he quotes Sifkat Yud Beis, and really means Sifkat Yud Gimel. So when he quotes Sifkat Yud Aleph, he's talking, he really means Sifkat Yud Beis. All right, you have to know. Maybe he had a different version of the Sma. But L'chayi means this, and he said, so Yurati L'Sav Taz Asma, he doesn't understand it, it can't work. L'chayi, that's what he means. There is, however, huh? Sma L'Shitase, but that whole sheet of the Sma is hard to understand. It's like Zeris Asma. It's like, you know, what does this mean, L'chayi's Daga? I don't know. All right. There's Ulam HaMishpat, however, who comes from left field, and he says, the Sma is right. From left field. What's his cheshbin? Not because of alumdis, it's kiilu hisna dummy, like the takanas chachamim, I don't know. He says a whole new pshat. He says like this. He says that there's a halach in Shinayin Hei that we learned that when you are a yored bishus, if you're yored bishus, you'll get haitzah even yisera ala shvach. If you're yored shaloi bishus, I didn't authorize you to do it, I didn't ask you to do it, so you're yored shaloi bishus. So then, halach is that by sada siyolita yodala yoyinu, you'll get either atzah or shvach, and then the nesivus comes on over here that you won't get atzah or yisera ala shvach. But if you're yoyed b'shus, if I authorize you, do I said do it? So then you're going to get atzah even yisera ala shvach. Zogt ulam mishpat. But you get even atzah yisera ala shvach. If you're yoyed b'shus, that's when you're yoyed shaloi b'shus, and it's just a sada siyolita. I mean, it's something that you're supposed to be doing. It's the right thing to do. But I didn't authorize you to do it. But if a yared b'shus means I authorized you to do it, then whatever you did, as long as you did something normal, whatever you spent, whatever's normal, I'm going to have to pay you. Zok to ulam ha-mishpat. Ha-yoysis is a din of ha-shavis ha-veido. And Chazal want you to do it. And they were masna, kilu hisnadami, that you will get full reimbursement to do. They want you to do it. Zok to ulam ha-mishpat, then it blides like a yared b'shus. It's not blibes like a yerd shaloi b'shus with a sada siyolita. It blibes like your mamish even a yerd b'shus. Oh, if you're yerd b'shus, nanich, you were not matzliach, but you'll still be entitled to reimbursement because by a yerd b'shus you get haitzah, even yisera ala shvach.
I understand why it's not a yerd b'shus even if it wasn't yisera. Why is that not a yerd
b'shus? Every time I go...
I don't know about it.
Right, so that's... What's a lamdi b'shus? Because you hired me. A yerid shaloi b'shus means I did the right thing. You have a beautiful field. Every year you plant tomatoes. This year I see that you're in the base matter, so I'll plant the tomatoes for you. The field is oimed to plant tomatoes. It's perfect. It's a sada siyolita. And the halacha is, at least as the nesiv is here, that if I'm not matzir, it was a bummer crop, what has the halacha? I don't get reimbursed. Why? Even though it's the right thing to do, it's a sada siyolita, it's supposed to happen. How do you know it would have definitely? So maybe definitely over there by the tomatoes, you would have told me to do it. It's you've been planting tomatoes for 10 years now. I can remember there was a sheet of. You might remember the Shitas Ramban over there. The Ramban holds that by a Sada Hasuyalita, you can't even tell me toil.
Right.
We don't pass on like that. Remember, it's Makhlek, the Goyin holds the Sheikha Dedina. You can't even tell me toy because it's so for sure that you would have done it that you can't even tell me toy, right? But nevertheless, you're not entitled to toy Yisrael Lashvach. So over here, you never told me to do it. You weren't there. You would have, could have, should have, but you didn't. So if you didn't, you're not a Yair Bishus, you're a Yair Chalei Bishus. So if you're a Yair Chalei Bishus, then you're not going to be entitled to toy Yisrael Lashvach. The Ulam HaMish was learning that this is very blais mamish like a spitz Yair Bishus. Right, in the Santa Chiddush Ulam HaMishpat, a very big Chiddush. The Kezakachim over here is also Masig al Asma and says that you won't be entitled to Skara Royal if you're not Matzliah. But he already makes a Pshara. And he says, like, half Ulam HaMishpat, half what we're saying. He says like this, that if it's something that if you try to save it, it's a good chance you'll end up saving, but it's also a possibility that you won't end up saving. So then, you're not a Yerid Bishus. Because, let's play this out, because if you're going to want to be reimbursed for your Teircha, even if you're not successful, you end up hurting me. Because I'll lose my Chamar, plus I'll lose the money I have to pay you. So you're not doing me a Taiva on that side. And you don't know which is going to happen. You don't know if you're going to be successful or not. There's a 65% chance of being successful. There's also a 35% chance you won't be successful. You have to reckon with that chance as well. So yes, that's the case, then you should not do it. Or I should say, you don't have a chiv to do it, because you might end up losing money. You might try to save my thing, be unsuccessful, and then I won't reimburse you, because you can't cause me a loss. And so then you'll end up losing out, so then you don't have a mitzvah shavas aveda. You know, it's one A equals B causes B, which causes A. Because you can't charge me and give me a loss without my permission, so therefore don't bother even saving. You can't have a mitzvah to save it, because there's a tzad you might end up losing on the deal. So Mamel, in that case, if you're not successful, I won't have to pay you. But Zakta Kesakochim, if it's Kemat Borer that you will be successful, it's like a Mir Chena Motze that you won't be, it's a 95% chance you will be successful, so B'chai Gavno, I will reimburse you, and you have the Takonis Chachamim to reimburse you for everything that you do on my behalf, even Shaloi Bafonai. So Mamela, and that then you have a Chiv de Araiso of Ashavas Aveda. Mamela, then you're a Yerid Bishus. The only reason why you don't have to save my item is because you might lose out. Well, the Chazal kicked in to reimburse you. Chazal said, you will zikha be reimbursed. And you don't have a chance of losing because you're for sure going to save my animal. So now back to the drawing board, you now have a mitzvah d'araisa to save. Oh, now you're mitzvah d'araisa. Now you're Yerid Bishus. You're Yerid Bishus HaTayr. The Tayr is mechayv you. You better save my animal. Because that was a takon on my behalf, because it's a taiva for me to get back my item and only give you your haitzais. I'll gain from the deal. So they, like, takana shalei b'fanei, zachan l'adam t'fanei, but that's what the takana was. They did me a taiva. So it's like a whole galgo. Once Chazal kicked in to reimburse you, so now you have no excuse not to save my chamar. Now you have a mitzvah deraisa to save. Now you're mechuyv. Oh, now you're mechuyv to save. Now you have chiva shavas aveda. So now you're yored b'shus. Now you're b'shus. You get outzah. Even you say ra'al hashvach. Now you'll be reimbursed. So it's like half the Ulam HaMishpat. Ulam HaMishpat says it's time. No, it's limited. If you know for sure, or virtually for sure, that you're going to save my chamar, now you have a chiv midaraisa to save my chamar, and now you're b'shus. That's a kesakachim. It's very gishmak, Rabbi Yisai. There's a lot on this kesakachim, which we don't have really time now. I want to say one more halacha. But this lumdus, the kesakachim, is not muskim. Kesakachim just named on a halacha that as long as I'm being reimbursed for all my hefsedim, I now have a chiv midaraisa to save your chamor. And that's not muskam at all. Why? I don't want to get money. I'd rather have my chamor. I train my chamor. My chamor is beautiful. It's trained for already 3 years. Knows how to plow. I should give up my chamor and you pay me $100. What am I going to do with $100? Buy another chamor? Who's going to train my next chamor? I have kushet dechius out of my chamor. I want my chamor. I don't want the money of my chamor. I'm not mechuyv to give up. Now, it's nice, Chazal made a takana to encourage me, and I should be mevate and look away of my kushet dechius today that you should save $200. And you're right, and I'll try to work on myself, but I don't have a chiv to do it. I could say, I don't want to give up my kushet dechius. I don't want to give up my chamor. If I don't have a chiv d'raisa, so I'm no longer Yerid Bishus, I'm no longer Yerid Bishus, and I've had that you don't get it, so you say, Rala Shrach. His old lom this is that I have a chiv d'raisa to save, so now I'm automatically a Yerid Bishus, Bishus HaTorah, Bechiv HaTorah, so mainly you're entitled to it, so even you say, Rala Shrach. No.
Yerid Bishus, because Chazal said that
Chazal said you could do it. Chazal say, but they're not machayiv me to do it. I don't have a chiv to do it. I don't have to do it. I could. I don't. I don't know if that makes it mamish into a yoreh b'rishus, because Chazal never made the takono when you were not successful. Right, if you're not successful, you don't get full reimbursement. Either Hamlet said, no, they only made the corner, but tonight you're going to be successful. Well, you need first that they're going to make the corner, and now you have a chiv to do. Now you have a chiv to do it, so you get reimbursement. So I'm just saying, this whole lomda zekesa kodesh is geboit on his shita that Chazal were kavei, and it's a shita across the board. That Chazal made it, maybe at least midirabonim, you have this chiv, that they made a takana that whenever you're going to get reimbursed, you now have a chiv to be matzil's own zaveda. And that's not Moskin. He has a different makil. It's not for now. Hopefully later on in the simon, we'll go more into it. But it's not Moskin. But yes, if you learn like the Kasekachim's lamdis, yes, then there are a fanim that will now end up to be mamish ayyarit b'shus, that you'll be entitled to a tzayi sayel ashrak. And then yes, the sma will be right in those cases that you'll chach, if you're not successful, you'll chach get scharai haroyolai. Just like as if you were masna. Good. One more quick halacha, Rabbi Sai, and that is, in this case, where you were not masna, let's go back to Ramah, when I was not masna, what happens if I was not masna with you, and you end up saving my chamar, you brought it back to the shore, and it, what? I was there, but I was not masna, so if you not successful, you get zilch. Right? So Rama. What happens if you, and if you are successful, you get schar royal. What happens if you were quasi-successful? You got it out of the river, you brought it back to the shore, and then once it's in the shore, the animal jumps back into the river, the animal runs away, the animal dies. What's the halacha? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is different than before. Bishlam, but before when I was hired. So then we have the Ramah who says, you did your job. You just got to bring it back to the shore. But here you weren't hired. So what din are you coming to mon money from me? I'll say, Yerid. Oh, you're coming out to Yerid. Yerid, you have to deliver. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you didn't deliver. You delivered almost. You almost delivered. You got it back to the shore. But I didn't repossess my animal. So at the end of the day, I didn't get my animal back. I didn't get any hanor from it. So Mamei Zakhtar Koshukhan in here will be different. Here you won't get anything.
So same thing as when you bring up the animal dies.
No, because that was my tonight. If I made it tonight with you to save my animal, so then you did your job, you brought it back, so how do you get saved? Because that was the deal. So you did your schiris. Your schiris ends when you bring it back to the shore. But here you're not coming out schiris. You're coming out zyerid. Out zyerid, you have to be my shmir. I got to get it out of it. If I didn't get it, it's not going to happen. If I need a gain from it, I don't know, you'll build, you'll be shmeik my field, but I don't know, quicksand, it sunk before I got to it. I lemaise didn't get it. So if I didn't get it, you don't have a din yerid. You can't mon me for the year either, right? If you planted and the crops ended up dying, so there was no yerid. There's no shrak. At the end of the day, there was no shrak. There's no shrak. Then you can't mon me. So at the end of the day, if the animal died, there's no shrak. There's no shrak. You can't mon me. All right, Rabbi, so good to... Right.
And the Bialim didn't come and take off his tomatoes. Then there was a storm and wiped
everything. No, L'chay, if he ready, if the Yerid's job was done, L'chay, we discussed it. If the Yerid's job, L'chay, was done, and the Bialim got it in his chatzah, then it's as if he got it ready and his job is over. Here he didn't get it. He saved it, but he didn't bring it back to the Bialim's repossession. So L'chay, in B'chay Gavno, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I hear you, maybe you can be M'chay. I hear what you're coming, driving in. All right, a good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.